I'm Donald Glover, and you are watching or listening to the Post Credit Scene Podcast.
Hello, 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 hello. Oh, it's a bit close, isn't it? I hear some people talking over there, and I'm talking. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Everyone have fun. Hello, my crazy gals and guys. How are we doing? Hello, welcome. This is the live show of the Post Credit Scene Podcast. I am your host tonight. I'm Ayame. Thank you. If you don't know who I am, you can leave. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's not my show. It's not my show. But I am really excited for tonight. How are we all feeling? That's fantastic. It doesn't sound excited enough. I'll be really frank with you. I'm quite an honest person. I'd like to hear a bit more excitement. How are we feeling? That is stunning. Well, tonight we have some really crazy things going on. It's about to get wild. We have some really sexy artists performing. We have some jaw-dropping guests on here. And we also have the cast of the Post Credit Scene Podcast. Yeah. So let me introduce them. Here we have, I don't know which order they're in, so I'll just kind of name them. Me, Tom, no, I'm joking, the post-credit scene cast. This is when you come out, my darlings. Where the piss? We have Manny, who's Sam, Jason, Bissola, and Gaz. Slay. Very slay.
Oh, this is super.
Yeah.
Oh, my days.
Slay.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi. I don't know whether I'm going to sit in the middle. I'd say I should.
Come take a seat.
Yeah, come take with us.
Oh, chill. All good.
Yeah, all good.
One, two, one, two.
Yeah, it should be all good.
Season one.
Check. I was just checking. Mic.
Oh, yeah, mic check. How's it sounding?
It's all good. It's coming out.
Oh, cool.
You're all good. We're all good.
Thank you, man.
Oh, my God. Maybe I should.
I don't really like Hossam, you know.
Appreciate it.
I'd
say.
I don't really like Hossam. It's really tough working with that guy.
But guys, why are you sitting there?
Yeah, why are you sat there?
Oh, yeah, they changed it, not me.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all good.
Yeah.
Sorry, just some discussions amongst ourselves. Like, there's not a room full of people.
What's up, guys?
Yay!
Yes.
Now, I have a couple of questions for you guys. Feel free to jump in when and where. My first question. When and why and how did you start the podcast? Who wants to take away?
Do you know what? Do you want to give us that origin story, Hus?
I think Manny should start this, you know.
Yeah, do it.
Is it?
Because you're like the connect. Do you know what I'm saying?
So fair.
Yeah.
So, a while ago, I've known Hus for like 10 plus years, unfortunately.
Unfortunately,
Guy's been my boy for a good amount of years. And me and Guy's talk about film and TV all the time. Whether it be in group chat, so when we see each other, we just have a love for film and TV. And I know Hus had 14HQ, wavy platform, where he platforms quite a few writers and people that are just into creative stuff. So I gave him a shout. I was like, I would love to start a podcast with Gaz. I was wondering if you'd be able to essentially financially back it to get us into a studio and for us to be able to...
Don't forget, I said no.
But you know I was going to allow you to say no.
I was not on it whatsoever.
Yeah, but you changed your mind all the time, so it's fine.
I did.
No. So I had a conversation with Hus. I sent him a very long voice note. And then in Hus's reply, I was like, oh, that's so crazy. I was just having this conversation with Jason. I wanted to do the same thing. And then essentially, all four of us had a conversation, decided to start a pod. We done a...
pilot episode about Homecoming.
No, it was about Spider-Man. It was about...
Yeah, Spider-Man.
No, but it wasn't the Spider-Man episode. It was just Spider-Man in general.
Oh, just like in general. Yeah.
Looking at Spider-Man in general. And then that's the birth of the Post-Credit Scene Podcast.
Yeah, and like me and Jason done a version of it by ourselves. And it's hopefully it's not YouTube now, but it is awful.
You should have scrapped it by now.
It's definitely scrapped. Yeah, it's definitely scrapped.
Me and Gaz were on it.
Yeah, dickhead. But yeah, that's how it started. We're three seasons deep now, so thank you to everyone for coming here. I really appreciate it.
Cheers.
Appreciate it, yeah.
That's crazy. So no one's going to say how I joined the pod.
Oh!
I forgot you were here, my guy.
Okay, he wants to share that story.
Guys, you can go.
I feel you should share your own story. Okay, so, as a woman.
How did we actually even meet?
BFI
Film Festival. It was London Film Festival. I was doing content for another platform.
For a rival.
Literally not. And they were like, do you want to come on the podcast? And I was like, of course I do. And then they were like, actually, do you want to be a member of the podcast? And I was like, maybe. And then now we're here.
Yeah, it was actually.
Don't do that. I changed niggas' lives. She said maybe, and now we're here. Yeah. Wait, where did the yes come?
After I came on the first time, I was like, I might as well.
Okay.
Yeah, might as well. Like, okay. I got a free Sunday every now and again.
Okay.
Yeah. She's always late.
Yeah.
That's not the truth.
It's You've true. Never been on time once.
You not. Fucking liar. I was on time. It was 2 weeks ago. That wasn't a Tuesday. I was on time. No, they're all lying, yeah?
That was a Tuesday, not on a Sunday.
6 p.m. No one was here. I was like, guys.
Do you know why she was on time?
No.
Because of the alcohol.
Yeah. That's not the reason I was on time. No, that's not the truth. I came drunk already, so I wasn't drunk when I got here. I came pre-drunk. That's number one.
Exactly, so
number
you ran two. To the alcohol because you wanted more alcohol.
No, I would have just got more.
I'm going to cut in here.
Also, I just want to like publicly apologize for the last episode that Bisola was on where she was eating like popcorn loudly.
Wait, firstly.
And we got a few complaints.
ASMR.
Yeah. Also, shout out proper, thank you for the popcorn. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. God forbid I enjoy the flavours. What the hell?
Eddie, you know.
Slay. Well, thank you. I feel as though I must mediate when you yeah, argue. Yeah. But yeah, at the same time, I'm not your mum. Why is it, because obviously it's film film and TV, mm-hmm. why?
Oh.
I can go, you know. Yeah. I feel as though, as somebody that's like a huge fan of film and TV myself, like I used to watch a lot of like platforms in America,
yeah,
and like none of them were like UK based per se. I guess I didn't realize how big the space is because there are more creators than just ourselves, which is really cool. And it's good to see like some of the people that we work with that are here today. But at the time, I just didn't see people that looks like me or sounded like me, and I talk like a bit of a geezer sometimes. So like I didn't see people that were me. So I guess that plays a huge role. We all have a passion for film and TV, but our passions differ. Like, we don't like the same things, which makes for great content. It makes for great insights and learning. So, yeah, I think that plays a huge role in sort of learning from these guys over the sort of 2.5 years or so, for yeah. sure.
Oh, wow.
Jace, anything?
Nah, literally, you couldn't have said it better. I think the idea of, like, especially, like, in London, you don't really see much film content until kind of, like, in recent times when you actually go out and search for it. So I think it's actually kind of like a beautiful thing to be part of this community now
yeah.
and see that kind of like grow and grow.
By the way, Hus, this is your opportunity to shit on other podcasts.
Oh.
No, I love everyone.
Would you there you go.
Crazy.
Good.
No, everyone's great.
I'm other types of content.
Yeah, no, because my whole kind of...
No, let's not do it.
My whole like motivation for kind of like doing it was that I was tired of just seeing guys on pods talk about dating and just, you know, who it was just boring, you know what I mean? And then like, it's all kind of trying to go for the same thing. And then there's a few friends of mine, shout Shaq, they've got like specified like podcasts, like basketball podcasts, you know, different things like that. So for us, it was like, you're gonna come on board and the guests that we come on and et cetera, it's gonna be us talking about film and TV, your favorite film and TV stuff, okay, the recent things, and then eventually become respected individuals in this space. So that was my main goal for it. See, that was a good PR answer, come on. Yeah.
I do agree, most men shouldn't have microphones, but you guys with microphones is really, thank you, girl. Anyone else agree?
It's
okay. Shout out to my girls. But I do agree that your podcast, I'll allow you the microphone.
Thank you.
I feel like you should just constantly have a microphone.
Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
In fact, can we shut? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And I mean, who in this group do you think is more big time?
Guys.
It's us. We've had a conversation.
No, it's guys.
We've done a ranking.
Everyone that knows Gaz here, okay? This whole mysterious act, come on, it's bullshit, isn't it?
Mysterious.
You know what I mean? All right? He's not that cool. You know what I mean? But he's big time now. If we get big time, he'll be so extra, honestly. Like,
Why so?
Because you're lame, bro. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Okay, it's going to be long for everyone. Like, it's going to be long for everyone.
They just have got a crush on each other.
Yeah, man. The order is, guys, this one here.
No.
Say her
Bisola.
Name.
Yeah, wait, say her name.
Bisola. You'll be 2, 100%.
Why would Bisola be 2?
No, I wouldn't be.
Bisola's...
She already is, to be fair, so she's already there.
She's main character, 100%.
Yeah.
And then third,
what the hell?
Third is Manny, 100%. But he'd complain more about scheduling, you know what I mean?
So just where do you fit in this?
Bro, you're not seeing the lies that's coming out of his mouth.
And then fourth,
one bitch.
Fourth would be Jason.
That's a 100% lie. We all know this. That's a lie.
It's because he lives in Milton Keynes. Come on. And then I'm lost.
Yeah.
No reason. Just happens to be lost because there's four ball.
So that's who would be the most big time.
Correct. Yes.
Who do you think, like, subtly in their soul, wants to be the most big time?
Hussam.
I agree.
Hussam loves it. And even
can we get a clap for that?
Yeah. Okay. Racism.
Can we get a clap for if we think that Gaz is the most big time?
Now you're a little begs.
No, actually, stop your yapping. Can we get a clap for if we think Jason is the most big time?
Wow. Yeah, go on.
Okay,
that's big time.
Can we get a clap for Bisola, the most big time?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, stop.
Now, Hussam, the most big time?
Yes, sir.
For sure.
It's quite embarrassing, isn't it? It's a little bit embarrassing. And Manny, who thinks Manny is the most big time?
Damn.
Oh, we got it.
That works in his
okay,
favor.
Okay, so I say it's a bit of this. I'd say you actually got it right.
That was me.
It was level between you and Gaz, I'd say.
Yeah.
Sorry. But who is the most lazy? Should we ask that?
Who here is
the prettiest? No, I'm kidding. Shut up. You.
Yeah.
Who here is the most lazy? Who's the laziest? Who has the least amount of get up and work, you know?
Jason.
None of us are lazy.
I think it's a little bit unfair.
If we have to put the laziest in terms of input,
let me defend myself. Let me defend myself.
Yeah.
We have to account for travel time.
True.
You know, the travel from...
Where are you traveling from?
Okay, where did you travel from yesterday?
Huh?
Where did you travel from today?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay. Was it in London?
Huh?
Was it in London?
Yes.
Okay, then what's the complaint about?
I came on time.
I don't think anyone plays their part to a certain level.
No, I don't think anyone's lazy, but laziest.
Nah.
You're a bum. You're
I don't think I was.
Did you say a bum?
Bitch. A bum bitch.
And I'd like to quote Bisola, you're a bum bitch. For anyone that didn't hear in the back, that's what she said. And obviously you talk a lot about film and TV.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, or who do you think has had the worst take?
This is so easy.
Shut up.
I didn't even finish.
Wait, Bisola, you think it's you? It's not you.
It's her.
In my defense, when we were having our little meeting over there, they were like, oh, Bisola's going to have the most rogue takes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, rogue doesn't mean the worst, though.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, it's Sam.
Yeah, it's us.
What take?
Why?
What take in particular?
Anything to do with Marvel, his takes are horrible.
Yeah, but he's... Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We've got a clap in the back. We've got a hater in the back over there.
Hold on.
Do you know what? Yeah, I think last year we had an episode and we were discussing streaming platforms. So I think it was like Netflix compared to like other platforms, I don't know, Apple and so on and so forth. Mm. And Hussam came out and said, what did you say, Huss? Do you want to tell him?
No, he's going to lie about what he said. Go on, tell us the lie version.
Huh?
Go on.
No, I got confused about the...
Yeah. Just say what you said.
The question in general. And the question was like, you know, who produces the best series? And then I said that HBO don't produce...
Crazy take.
Good series. One second. I didn't say at all, you know what I'm saying? I just said like, in general.
Y'all.
Obviously after... The problem is, okay, when you're on a podcast, you've said it now. You know what I mean?
But
I didn't mean it. Yes.
Should we boo him? Should we boo him?
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, everyone's gonna boo.
Yeah, love it. That's fantastic.
I just appreciate any Hussam hate. No, I'm kidding. Well, I know we've had a great time, but there's more greatness to come. And in fact, we've got a special guest coming who's gonna take my seat, and she's absolutely gonna take it very well. So I'm gonna welcome the next guest, if that's okay. And the next guest we have is the star of Queenie, Dion Brown.
Hello.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you.
Guys, can we get another round of applause for Dion, please? We want to thank you firstly for joining us today. We're going to introduce ourselves to you again. So over to you over there.
Matt. Sorry. Hello, I'm Annie. Lover of film, TV.
Yes, sir.
And theater. And theatre.
Yes.
And anything to do with storytelling, to be fair. Big lover of storytelling.
Yeah, I'm Hus. I'm the greatest one on this podcast. Yeah. It's,
wow.
It's great time.
Naturally.
Fantastic. And lovely to meet you. Big fan.
Hi, I'm Basola. They call me the person that changed their lives.
Yeah.
So the life changers that they call me.
Yeah.
And she's the person that actually put us onto Queenie before it came out.
It's true. Yeah.
She was ringing the bell from very early, if I'm honest with you. So shout out to Basola.
For sure. I'm Jason. I'm the self-proclaimed people's part-timer.
Yeah. And hey, I'm Gaz. I'm the host of the pod on a weekly basis. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
having
me.
We really appreciate you for being here with us. And I guess the first thing we want to get into quickly is sort of your journey into acting. It sounds like a typical question that people would ask, but I think it's quite important to know to sort of inspire people. And there could be someone here who's looking to get into acting or to get into film and TV. So, yeah, really intrigued just to know how you sort of found your way into acting.
Yeah, I come from a big family and... I think my mum, just like having so many of us running around, she was just like, you're all going to do an after school club. So I've always done, yeah, literally it's just like go away kind of vibe. I was always performative. So I used to dance. I did ballet for a really long time and I had to stop because we were working class and there was just a short period of time and my mum was like, we can't afford it. So while she stopped me from doing ballet, she was like, do you want to do acting? And I was like, yeah, all right. So I did that. It was just like stagecoach, nothing too serious. But then like I did it in secondary and then college. And then I did the National Youth Theatre. And then I did a program called Open Door, which is like entry level for working class kids in London to just get into drama school. Obviously, it's hard to pay for drama school auditions and classes and stuff. So then I went to drama school. And then, yeah, I finished drama school like 2 and a bit years ago.
Amazing.
So... that's it.
Yeah. Oh,
I think. It sounds all like
condensed.
Yeah, but it's not. It obviously took its time. There were gaps in between what I was doing, but yeah, that is long story short. That is how I
but like,
got in.
Like something stuck, though, innit? Because like I got sent everywhere, like swimming, cello.
Yeah.
I was doing cello.
I did swimming too.
You play the cello.
I was doing cello.
No, I play cello as well.
You do cello?
Yeah.
You liar.
I feel like you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Well,
lie, I swear to God. I was playing trouble with the big team at this. Yeah, and then, yeah, but just nothing stuck. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. You said you finished doing acting school 2.5 years ago, you said, right?
Yeah.
So how's the journey been since you finished acting school to the point that you got to now?
That has been quite condensed. Like, I finished drama school and then I got my first job. Before I graduated, it was just a small part in a series called The Walk-In on ITV. I'm hardly in it, so you don't need to literally. I play like the younger version of the character, of like an older character. And then the year after, I got Criminal Record, where I was playing a young detective. And then literally the year after, I got Queenie. Yeah. So
that's quite a lot in a short space of time. Have you finished managing all that?
It's been fine. I didn't, you don't know any of that's going to happen. And like between me getting those three jobs, which are obviously amazing and like such a privilege to work on, you're in and out of the room a lot. You're doing a lot of tapes. You're auditioning a lot. So, you know, it's like three jobs that have like changed my life and have been so super, super amazing. But if you were to go on my tagmin and look at all the tapes, there's about 200 there. Mm. So it's one of those things of just like, don't believe the hype. But it's there's work that has been put in to get to where I'm at.
No, actually, because you mentioned like kind of like your most recent show, Queenie. I do have a quick question because obviously it being a book adaptation.
Yeah.
When that project kind of like came your way, was it a thought process? Because like the book itself is quite divisive in the sense of like you've got people who are defending it quite hard and some people who do not like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was it something in your mind when you took on this project where it's just like?
Once I read it, I met Candice when I was auditioning for Criminal Record. At that time, I was finaling for like three projects, and we didn't even know what Criminal Record was because casting wouldn't disclose, like the production company, they wouldn't disclose like the full scripts and stuff. So my agents were kind of like, you're auditioning for this thing, it's going to be a major platform, we don't know which one, we only know who's directing and exec producing, etc. But there weren't a lot of details on it, and I was also finaling for Champion, which was Candice's last project. So I met her then, but I hadn't read Queenie when I met her. So I feel like when I met her, I'm glad I hadn't read it, because if I did, I would have just fangirled over her. But because I hadn't read Queenie, I was just like, oh, hey. And I think that just gave me an in to like just bring myself into the room. I do better in the room anyway than on tape. But I hadn't read the book. I read it once I started going through the rounds. And once I started going through it, I could kind of see just how like profound the text was. Obviously, it's meaty. It's a meaty book. It's 10,000 words. And we had to condense it and adapt it for TV. But once I did read it and we did start shooting, I just feel like I was so nervous, because not because I don't know how to do my job or execute, that's what I went to school for, but just because it meant and means so much to so many people in the community, I was just like, oh, I'm going to be the visual for this, and I don't want to mess it up. But I don't have any control over that. It's like all I can do is do the best that I can do and go home, and just the rest is, it's up to you lot.
Yeah, fair enough. You mentioned something briefly about agents, and I'm quite intrigued in that, because I used to work in sort of sports, so I see a lot of sort of agents in that sort of field who have their sort of own personal interest in gaining a talent for themselves. So what was your process like in terms of sort of finding an agent that cares about you and your sort of your purpose and where you're meant to be, rather than their self-interest, if you like?
Yeah, I feel like you do just have to see if you catch a vibe when you get to third year. Like, I feel like drama school is one of those places where if you've put the work in, it shows. If you haven't put the work in, it shows. So in third year, I mean, it was difficult for me because in second year, that was like during lockdown, and like, naturally, a lot of people start giving up, they're losing motivation because just we weren't in the building. But in third year, it's like we had to clock in overtime and on top of what we were trying to do whilst we were just at home in lockdown. So the meetings were more interesting because it's like you're talking to these agents, but at the same time, they're not in the normal workspace or the normal mindset they'd be in working from the office or going to schools properly. Like, we're doing shows and they're like, okay, we can only let like 15 agents into the audience for this show, when really they'd usually be like maybe 50. Do you know what I mean? You're already a bit disheartened on stage performing, but you still have to like just try to hit it hard. And then, you know, you have your meetings and you're trying to just meet them as your best self and kind of be honest about the type of work that you want to do without sounding, you know, difficult to say like, don't want to do that, don't want to do that. When really, if you're a young graduating actor, you'd be lucky to get anything because it is so hard and the industry is just so oversaturated. But with my agents, yeah, it was just a vibe. They were super honest, they were super upfront, they were super candid about what they saw in terms of my technique and what potential they thought I had. And I think the plan that they have as well moving forward with your career. So yeah, like, I'm super, super close with my agents. I love them. I wouldn't want to be repped by anybody else.
Amazing.
Then yeah, that's it.
Abyss, why did Queenie catch your eye as a series prior to it coming out? Like, what was it for you that sort of caught your radar, if you like? What was it about the series?
I guess it's a similar reason to what I said in the pod. It was that I like not coming of age, because you're not really coming of age, but
yeah,
shows, yeah, like just growing up, black girls, I think it's just a bit more, something different. I think we have a lot of like super young shows. So you've got like your Riverdale's, or like, not a great example because the last season was like garbage, but the first couple of seasons were actually really good. And then you've got like those kind of shows, like your tween and your teenage shows.
Euphoria as well has been quite big in the last few years.
Yeah, to a certain extent. But then you've got like your Insecures, and I'm like, I really enjoy shows on that side of the sets where it's a bit further down. You haven't got it all figured out. It's a bit more relatable. And that's, what is your problem?
I was being so genuine.
Okay.
Yeah. Feel attacked. Yeah.
No, because you had a really odd smirk on your face, but that's the reason. Okay. It caught my eye, bitch.
Oh, amazing, amazing. One of the things that caught my attention about the series is the sort of theme of not fitting in. I think that's something we can all relate to in one instance, whether it's like work or particular social groups or whatever. How did you channel that sort of, was there any personal experiences you channeled into that for Queenie as a character, or was it sort of on the fly?
Yeah, drama school.
Talk to us about that.
You didn't fit in drama school?
Was it what?
You didn't fit in the drama school?
Some areas you do, and then there's some areas where like I think people are trying to be relatable to you, especially the people that don't come from London. a lot of weird things that come out of people's mouths that it's a bit like, yeah. why are you, what are you doing? But yeah, I think she's just a relatable character. And anyway, we all know what it's like to be in a space where we're trying to assimilate ourselves just into a room that we're observing, like halfway through, like, oh, they didn't make this room with me in mind. Like, oh, they didn't think of people like me when they made it. Or like, it's still a thing that like we are removed from what is happening in here. Like, it should just be normal. Do you know what I mean? That there are stories being told where people of color are prevalent because we've always been here. But like, we see it at her workplace where she's like, oh, I've got these really good stories, you know, and it's kind of about Black history, but it's kind of about British history because Black Caribbean Brits contributed to what makes up this country. And, you know, her editor, Gina, is just like, just stick to the social media. Like, why do we don't need to tell those stories? And it's just like, why not? Like, we were here. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it kind of becomes a thing that's bigger than it needs to be. So yeah, to answer your question, it's just, I feel like it's just life in general. And I don't necessarily think that, I know Queenie's Black, Jamaican, British, but I don't feel like that is just relegated to race. I feel like everybody knows what it's like to be in a space where you feel like you don't belong.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, well said. But you also mentioned, I think the theme of not fitting in kind of translated as a criminal record in a sense with Kush Jumbo's character and her clashing with Peter Capaldi's character.
Yeah.
Two great actors, by the way. They're really, really good.
Yeah.
And I think Manny, as well as myself, we're huge fans of Apple TV as a platform. I think there's some really good shows on there. But yeah, talk to me about working with like Peter Capaldi, Kush Jumbo, like very talented British actors as well.
Yeah, it was super exciting to work with Kush. More so because in third year, I was looking for scenes in third year that encapsulated just like a woman's journey, not necessarily a Black woman's journey or just like a Black British woman's journey. And one of my friends actually directed me to her. So she was part of my scene study in third year. And then like a year later, I booked Criminal Record and I was like, my character was paired with her. And I was like, whoa, watching her really was like, you can't pay for it. Do you know what I mean? Like watching
What was it about Kush that did it for you?
She's so natural. She's so confident. And I think outside of her technique, like just like off of set, she advocates for herself. When you're in spaces, especially when you're a creative, trying to reconcile your creativity with capitalism is difficult at times. And I just saw a few instances where Kush was like, no, like, I'm not doing that, or like, no, that doesn't work. And I just thought it was fantastic because she's a woman and she's a woman of color. And it was a big set and it was a big crew and I had a good time, but she's been around for a very, very long time. And I saw on that set, like I've seen on other sets, that saying yes when you would rather say no at times, it takes away your agency. So I think I learned just to be a bit more front-footed and just be honest about what you need. It's all going towards your job at the end of the day. But no, she's a powerhouse and she's so lovely. And so is Peter. All the older actors that were like way more seasoned than us younger ones, it was such a privilege to watch them. So yeah, it was a great time.
No, yeah, really enjoyed the series as a whole. And Manny, quick one on Apple TV. Yes. What was it for you? Why do you enjoy the Apple Plus TV shows?
I think because obviously we're used to watching streaming shows on like Netflix and Prime. And I feel like with Apple TV, they tell a bit more personal stories. Like, for example, like something like The Severance is one of my favorite TV shows that I've watched. I know it's only one season into it. But I just feel like it has a more cerebral look into how we relate as a community. In comparison to a lot of shows that I watch on Netflix. Apple TV doesn't have that many shows and they're not really great at promoting it, but the ones that I've come across, I've really enjoyed. Even something like Criminal Minds is definitely more enjoyable than some of the TV shows that I watch on Netflix.
We still do want to work with Netflix, so if Netflix are here...
Oh, yeah. I speak for myself, not for the pod.
So I just got like a final question, so from me anyway. So you mentioned working with Kush and stuff and kind of like how much you've learned. What have been like your biggest challenges or kind of like your biggest rewards since being in an acting as well?
Oh, biggest challenges.
Damn, Jason's deep.
Yeah, that is.
Get introspective here.
Biggest challenges, I mean, probably if I'm candid, probably any intimacy. So I don't, you know, in Queenie, there's a lot of that. Hear someone like, yeah. All the intimacy in Queenie. I'm classically trained. I went to drama school, but that wasn't something that we did, like, at all in school. It was talked about a lot. We had a lot of meetings about it. And there were people that were paired up in class, in scene study. They were having romantic relationships. They were in love.
What's wrong with this?
Literally. Some of the characters that we were playing were in love, which is like, I just, you know what I mean? I hope we all know what that is. Like, it's just one of the strongest emotions known to man, and we were not taught how to simulate it at all. And then I got this job, and I had to simulate that with one character that was acting opposite myself. And then I had to, like, simulate sex with three characters. I had to simulate it with three characters opposite myself. And I was just like, I didn't know what boundaries regarding that were. I didn't know that I would have an intimacy coordinator. I didn't really know how to advocate for myself as far as that was concerned. And yeah, I think that was a big challenge. I mean, I say that, I know it sounds very open-ended, but I was really held very well on that set as far as, like, production, the directors, you know, the grips, the sparks. Like, the crew was predominantly female, and all the men were so lovely as well. I was held very well, and I had a fantastic intimacy coordinator who told me my rights. She told me what was owed to me, what, you know, what was in debt to me, what I could have, what I could say no to. So I kind of learned on the job with that, but that was a challenge. That was something that, like, I think going through the rounds, the closer I got, is the more I was like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, like, yeah, it's partial nudity. Like, what? Because, like, I didn't know about it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so if I take this job, do I have to do these things? And it, we got to it, and Adelaide was like, no, like, no one has to actually, like, hit you. Like, you don't have to be spanked all day. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I thought I did. I thought I would just have to go in and shoot for 12 hours and just firm it. And I was like, okay, look, I'm getting ready for this trauma. And she was like, yeah, like, I was crazy. Like, can someone get me a drink, please? But she was just like, no, like, she was like, we're not doing that. Like, there's ways around that. There's ways to, like, shoot it here. She was like, you know, maybe we have to do it for two takes. And I think, again, that, like, just, like, gave me a bit more agency where I'd be in the scene and I would be like, okay, no, just do it for real. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I had agency to do that myself. The choosing was up to me. So I say, yeah. So answer your question. I know that was a bit long-winded, but that was the challenge. And then what was the second part? The challenges and the
rewards.
The rewards. Mm. I think that's the whole thing. Like, I said, I was really worried about how it would land and how it would connect with people and if people would like it. But the most support that I've gotten have been from Black women. And Candice is a big proponent of the fact of just, like, it's for us. I feel that it's for anybody that finds relatability to it, sorry. Mm. But yeah, a lot of the love that I've gotten have been women that look like me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest reward. Like, I'm like, as long as you like it, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. Amazing. Well, there was one scene that stuck to mind when you mentioned the sort of intimacies in episode 2 of Queenie with the Asian guy. It felt like one of the more humorous scenes of the series.
Yeah.
Was that funny for you as well?
Yeah, because Mim is like the sweetest boy, and he was just playing such a dirtbag. Like, he would get, and it was the same with Joe, who was playing Guy. Like, they'd be saying these really nasty lines, and there was times where we were shooting, and I'd just be laughing in their face. And they're like, Joe would be like, why are you laughing at me? And I'd be like, because you're so nice, and you're saying these, like, crassest lines. Like, what are you doing? Like, and he was like, oh, thanks, mate. Should we just get back into it? And it's like, yeah, probably, because we got to get the take, innit? But yeah, with Mim, that was just banter. He's also, like, super hardworking. So when we were doing it and he's, like, just being a slime ball, he was just like, am I hurting you? Is it okay? And I'll be like, no, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it.
Cool. Last question before we get into our sort of talking point of the day. If there's an acting role you could cast yourself in that's already existing, that you could play, that you'd want to play, what would it be and why?
Oh, I feel that it would be... This might sound super, super generic, but I do think Euphoria is just written so, so beautifully. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that TV show. And what Zendaya has done with that character, I think will just live forever. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, probably that.
Bisola, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, Bisola.
What?
Yeah.
From the bottom of your heart, you enjoy the second season of Euphoria?
Yeah, I did.
No,
but
the first season.
Actually. The first season, yeah, why? What's wrong with it?
Honestly, you might work him in the future, but I think Sam Levinson has to go to jail for a bit. He has to.
Why?
Him, along with like some of the creators and the boys, like, there are certain things you can't write, and I'm like, why? You're a normal, stable person.
What?
The opening scene of Euphoria, yeah? They're all in the bedroom. It's a group of girls. And then she goes, did my boobs look big? And then she just flashes us. That is not necessary to the plot whatsoever. You just wanted to see young girls naked. That is odd. That is so odd.
But it's kind of, isn't that more realistic to what could happen?
How many times have you done that in with your friends?
I
mean, like,
I have,
and then just flash your friends.
I haven't done that, but I know.
No one's done that. That's not normal.
I had friends that did do that. I had friends that were girls that were extra, that liked to just.
And there were certain points when you threw it, I was like, this is way too horny. Like, and it's just like, there's also a really intense, like, R word scene that didn't need to happen because it doesn't get addressed at all for the rest of the season. Jail.
Yeah.
Just for a bit though, like just sit down for a bit and then he can come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he is after the Idol.
Oh, exactly. He's 2 for 2.
He's 2 for 2. Damn. I do agree with you though. Zendaya showed her acting chops in that series. She went up and in my eyes in terms of estimation after seeing Euphoria.
But that's crazy because she's the only one out of all the main characters that wasn't naked at all or have any like vulgar sex scenes. Even when she's in the shower and like, they make her strip down, we don't see anything.
Yeah.
My point is that she is still the standout actress out of almost all of them. That. So that shows it's just not necessary for the plot for everyone to be like, and they're all like meant to be teenagers as well. It's really odd.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's season three. Apparently they're making season three, but we'll see.
It's okay.
Let it die.
Yeah, let it die for a
Okay. We're going to get into, this is something we've done before and it's been quite controversial across the podcast. We're going to get into our top 5 series of all time. We're going to go across the board and then sort of maybe have a 5-minute discussion or so. We'll start with Jason because Jason, you're one of the more rogue ones out of all of us, I think.
Really?
Yeah, for sure, man. Okay. Oh, different. Not rogue, different. Sorry, my bad.
Fair.
Do you want to give us your top 5 and give a brief explanation?
My bad.
A brief explanation as to why that might be in your top 5.
Okay, cool. Let me just get my list out real quick because I saw the people and I start getting nervous. Things start flying out my head.
Okay, cool.
All right. So with my, I'll start from number 1. I've got The Wire.
Start from 5.
Wait,
start from 5.
What are you doing?
What?
Start from 5, man.
5. Okay. My bad.
Wait, so you actually put it in order?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's not in order, by the way. Mine's
no, it's cool. It's all good.
Can you try and figure one out quickly? We'll come to you last.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, okay, cool. Start from number 5. I've got Atlanta.
Okay.
Donald Glover, why so? I think the surrealist aspect of like the black experience, I think is just really unique. And it's something that we don't see that often, the way they're able to take current events, make it into a funny joke, but also add kind of like a poignant message to it. I think is very underrated and has to be in my top 5 for that.
Cool.
Number 4 is BoJack Horseman.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, BoJack Horseman, I think. Thank you.
You got KV support.
Good. With BoJack Horseman, it's similar to kind of like the idea of like how, like just the human experience, kind of like how like bad people, like why are they bad, like the whole introspective aspect of it and like how BoJack himself like is a dirtbag throughout. And like with so many shows, you always get like a dirtbag turned good guy. And then with him, you don't really ever get that. You see him kind of like almost turning the corner, almost. And then he kind of like does something that pulls it all the way back.
Right.
And it's just beautiful writing.
Okay, number 3.
Number 3, I've got Better Call Saul.
Was that a clap?
That was one clap.
No, we'll take it. Any support, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul is absolutely fantastic. I love the Breaking Bad show. And Saul himself was one of my favorite characters on there. So the fact that, I'm forgetting the actor's name, which is not great. But
yeah, it's left my mind as well, so you're good.
Sorry?
Odenkirk.
And he's in The Bear.
Yes.
Anyway.
That was so bad of me. But the way he was able to kind of like portray Saul, and he was so good that they've managed to kind of like make a spin-off series. And you don't actually get spin-off series that are better than the main series.
Oh, you think it's better,
I think it's better. God. Like, afterwards, I think so. It might be a bit of a hot take, but I think it's the best.
Number 2, bro.
Number 2, this is for my anime nerds, if we have any in here, is One Piece.
Greatest story ever told.
Yeah, thank you.
It wasn't too many whoops, I can't lie.
It wasn't too many whoops.
That corner over there.
Again,
that corner over there.
Any support, we'll take any support. One Piece is some of the best fiction that I've ever was able to experience. Like, it's had almost a 20-odd year run. It's absolutely incredible. And the fact that it's still going strong, mm-hmm. Have to give him much respect. And number one, the one that I already
so
messed up on,
go on,
is The Wire.
Oh, come on, yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for, one piece, but... The Wire, what can we say that hasn't already been said?
No, it's all good.
I don't think I've ever seen a story like it, in the set. Because when did it debut? Like maybe early 2000s?
Early 2000s.
But it was kind of like, for me anyway, the first of its kind that kind of like delved into this whole kind of like criminal aspect, but not just from the crime sense of things, but also like the police side of story of mm-hmm. how, you know, you've got good guys within the system trying to be good, but...
Well, some of them were bad and they turned good in the end, right?
Some of them turned bad, like muddying the waters of like, there are no good sides, everything's just great.
What is good and what is bad is the question,
It always poses that question, because sometimes you've got people who are supposed to be our bad guys, and then they turn out to be like quite good, especially if you look at their origins and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and you're like... You know, it starts to make you question things of like, can I believe in the mm-hmm. systems that we have put in place or anything like that? But
sure,
it's absolutely a fantastic show.
Cool. Manny, do you want to go?
Nah, maybe. Let me go on this because I
it's
wanna,
the whole show. Sorry.
Get it out of the way quick time. You know what I mean?
Oh, because it's whack, isn't it?
No. Because, you know, anyways. Man on Five is Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You don't even mean that.
I do.
It's
a great series.
That was your number five.
It's a great series.
It's only going down from here. I'm so sorry.
The fifth best series.
Bloody hell. It's crazy. Listen, no, listen. Who's watched it? Run it. Okay, cool. And it's sick,
they're
right?
They're the ones that screwed you. Don't lie. They're the ones that screwed you. They thought you were dumb as well.
Yeah, you like it? Is it? It, right? Yeah, exactly. Season one's kind
of
rough.
You sat through the whole of season one.
But who's the question?
Ola, shut up. Now listen, if you have watched it and you've like taken that time, I'll be real. They're like hour long episodes, and I think it's like 25 episodes per season. Like it's a lot. But after you get through the first season, which obviously is tough to say, but it's the same thing with Game of Thrones.
Cap. So much cap.
Relax. Hold it down. One second.
So much cap.
One second.
Hey, we need to get through your five, brother.
But bro, there's like five seasons, of this, which obviously meant that it was working, right? It's so good. It kind of runs. If you guys don't know the story of it, it runs kind of like behind the MCU. So it's everything that happens on the ground.
You're not selling it to us. Get to number four.
Yeah, get to the next one.
All right, cool. Number four is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Okay, yes. All right.
A couple of claps, y'all. Yeah.
That was a pity clap. You guys don't even mean that.
All right. I put that show. Obviously, I think growing up, I think everybody was kind of beefing between Fresh Prince or My Wife and Kids.
My Wife and Kids is not that good.
I think My Wife and Kids is the most overrated series of all time. It's not funny at all. It's not funny. Damon Wayans ain't funny, man.
No, you guys have booed him on the wrong take because that was the only right take he's had so far.
Thank you.
He said it's overrated.
It's not funny. It's overrated.
You said My Wife and Kids is overrated.
Overrated. Most overrated show of all
time. You are rude.
It's not funny.
A tiny bit. Honestly, you might be right.
It's horrible.
You're right.
I'm right? See? All right, cool. These are arguing now. And then my number...
Three.
My number three is Game of Thrones.
Oh, dear, man.
You guys can do your whole trauma last season bullshit, but for years we enjoyed it. Please. Okay, do you know what I mean? Right? It's the last two episodes, actually. It's not even the whole last season.
Okay, you're capping. There's more than two episodes, but continue. Number two.
All right, number two is Friends.
You've got Game of Thrones over Friends.
I feel like black people have this weird thing with Friends. Okay, we can enjoy white people, guys. Okay,
no. But that's not the one out of all of them, the white show.
It is a great series. I don't care what you guys say. I watch it every single year.
It makes sense.
It's fantastic. Fuck everyone.
Is it number one?
Thank God I was next. And then number one, great series of all time is The Office.
Okay, fair.
If you run it. There you go. Yeah, see? I was like this the whole time.
it's definitely overrated. Why is it number one?
Huh?
Which one? US or UK?
US. Are you crazy? UK is... But US is great. US Office is great. It's freaking hilarious. The first season just seems so raggo as well. Like, there's no cohesion. It's just crazy, and it's fantastic. But then you get this weird storyline that kind of carries on into this pure comedy of it. So yeah, it's great. It's great, and it's casted fantastically. So yeah.
Great series. Yeah, Manny, do you want to go next, brother?
Yeah, I'll go next.
Are you happy? Are you confident with your list?
I mean, it's not set in stone, but I'm fine.
Back
to
yourself.
I'm fine to vibe. But before I start, let me say that One Piece is the greatest story ever written in any part of the world ever. I know it's so exciting. Greatest story ever written. Just, but anyways,
you guys is a host scaring, man.
I do not care. But it's not going to be included in my top five. Okay, my top five. I'll go with Black Mirror on my fifth.
Quick, I know you love this series, but you can sell it.
I don't think there's a TV show out there that showcases what society might look like depending on the different technology that is used. And I think they've done really well in terms of like showcasing people as we are socially and how easily we can be conditioned into getting comfortable in certain things and how that affects our behaviour, so on and so forth. I think it does that brilliantly. I know there's certain seasons that are not great, but in general, I think it does a great job of that. My number four, I'm going to go with Sons of Anarchy.
Good series.
I love that series. Haven't watched it for a while. Really enjoyable, even though all the characters are racist, that's fine. My number three, I haven't finished this show, and I'm actually like savoring it, but I'm gonna say it. And I love it. Number three, I'm gonna go with Insecure.
Oh yeah.
I think it's one of the best written shows ever watched. I think
that was a good take.
I think all the characters are nonsense every time. I don't like any of them, but I love each one of them. Yeah. But because they're all so human, and I think that's what I appreciate about Insecure so much—the whole human beings. Number two, I'm gonna go with Succession.
Yes, English. Sir.
I think that's one of the greatest TV shows I ever watched.
I'm with you.
I think every single season is great. The latest season is one of the best seasons TV that I've ever watched.
Facts.
And my number one, the same as Jason, The Wire. I don't think that's ever leaving my top one. Great TV show. I loved every single season. Season two, I know people don't like it as much, but on rewatch, it's actually great.
Season two, yeah.
Those are my top five.
The one and only Basola, over to you.
Okay, so mine's not in order.
Oh, you're so boring. Put it in order, man.
That's cowardice, by the way, can I just say?
Except for number one. Number one's like number one. Everything
but
else.
I'm going to take it as your 5-1, so.
Okay, so now I need to
now you need to lock in.
I got some honorable mentions. Has
By the way, guys, I'm looking at her phone. She has 10 down. Okay.
I'm actually going to read it out.
This was not the game.
Okay, so honorable mentions. Has anyone watched White Collar on Disney Plus? Did you enjoy it? Good, isn't it? Exactly. Modern Family I've got down also. And
that's a shout.
Okay. All right.
I got Girlfriends. That is fantastic TV, by the way, guys. So good. It's not really in order. This is like...
Are you doing your top five now?
What?
No, this is top five.
This is top five now. Okay, so, number five, we're going to put Girlfriends. Number four, I think we're going to put The Boys.
Okay.
I think we are. See how everyone's agreeing with me? You guys can't relate. Sorry.
Guys, but the last season right now was crap, right?
Oh, sure.
It was awful.
You had Game of Thrones. You can't talk about last season. You don't know about shitty last season. Anyways.
Hold it down. Jon Snow.
Okay. Number three. I'm going to put The Office.
Okay.
Yeah. Should be higher.
Number two. Now, this is where I struggled, because I was like, I don't know if I want to choose The Wire or Snowfall. I'm being completely honest.
Snowfall.
I really... Who's booing me? Don't boo me. What the hell?
Hey,
take it back. Here's my thing.
Choose wisely.
Here's my thing. Let me land. I'm just flying. I'm going to land. Snowfall, I really enjoy it. My issue with the Snowfall, my issue with The Wire are the same things. I don't care about the cop stories that much. I really don't. And I think for The Wire, my favourite storyline was when they hit like the school district. That was the best part. I don't care about the, what's it? McSomething.
McNulty.
You screw me. McNulty. No,
season 5 McNulty was a mess, but his story...
I didn't care about his story.
It was a really good story.
Like, every time he got drunk and couldn't see his kids, I'm just like, oh my gosh, fix
Prez's up. Story was really
you
good as well.
Bitch, he was so annoying. Like, I'm not even like a... I don't like a character. I'm like, I actually don't enjoy this Ryan.
In Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. there's a scene...
Boo! But same thing happened in Snowfall. There's certain parts when they're like... with the Hispanics, and I'm like, you guys can quit this up. I actually don't care that much. Like, get Franklin back on the screen. Do you know what I mean? Okay. Not just because I love Dancing like Errol, but also I really enjoyed like his storyline.
Put it away.
So, love you, Dancing. Love you, baby. And then number one, Insecure.
I'm so confused right
How
now.
How are you confused? What's confusing
you?
You
said that you couldn't pick between.
Yeah, I couldn't pick between those two.
So you've done six.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
She's
they're the same show to me. They're the same show to me. I'll be honest. The Wire and Snowfall, they're the same.
That's a cop out.
That's a huge cop out.
Make a pick one.
Why are you guys shouting? Firstly, he made his list up on the spot. Yeah.
Well, then.
That's why he got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in there. That's a shitty show. He couldn't remember anything he watched.
That's crazy. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is an incredible show, and I'm pushing it to bring it back.
All right, host. We're gonna move on.
So number one is Insecure.
Okay, well done.
I'm a fly through mine because I don't want to take too long. Number five is Daredevil. I think it's one of the best comic book series that's been made. It's dark, it's gritty, and it differs from like some of the cookie cutter in the MCU. I'm a huge fan of the MCU, but I do like the sort of dark, gritty nature of Daredevil. Number four is Breaking Bad. Number three is Succession. Some of the best writing I've seen. I think season four was one of the best one series I've seen in a very long time. Some of the best acting. Matthew McFadden, Brian Cox, briefly in there. Kieran Culkin, some great actors. So yeah, that's number three. Number two is The Wire, and it's literally the same reason as sort of Jason. Biss, you mentioned it, right, Manny? I like that each season has its own theme, but the themes overlap into the next season, which is which shows great storytelling, and the character writing for the series is really good. And the one thing that stands out to me about The Wire is that it makes Baltimore a character, and it sort of overwhelms the characters in the city, which I think is quite powerful. And number one is Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. I know the last two seasons weren't great, but that series literally like had me hooked for, I'd say, 5 years of my life, to the point where I would rewatch rewatch season one to season whatever it was. To catch up, refresh my mind, if you like.
Have you rewatched it recently?
I'm watching it right now.
She didn't ask you, by the way.
No. Say your gripe. Go on.
You want to hear my gripe?
No.
Because Game of Thrones has got a.
It's all good, the solo.
It's
all right.
It's not PR friendly.
No, that's not the issue. No, but I think everyone. Do you want to hear it, Jason?
This.
You want to hear it? Okay, so.
We'll move on. Queenie.
Queenie.
I was going to call you Queenie. That's crazy. Right. Dion, we want to know your top five. We're very intrigued.
Okay. Number one for me was...
Wait, number one?
Don't do it, Jason.
No, because they booed Jason. So I'm standing up for Jason
For my wife and kids?
No, they booed him from going from one to five. You have to go from five to one.
Okay. So number five for me... Well, that's at the bottom of the list. Well, yeah. Okay, whatever. Number five for me was Rick and Morty. I don't need to explain that. Rick and Morty is just good, isn't it? It's just funny. Number four, Grey's Anatomy. I feel like Shondaland was...
Hey, Shonda. Shout out to Shonda.
Yeah, shout out to Shonda. And Grey's Anatomy is a mammoth collection because they're on like season 15. And I don't watch it anymore, but seasons like one to five were just written so well.
Scandal had to go with murder.
Scandal. Number three, Stranger Things. Love a bit of sci-fi. Yeah. I thought Stranger Things was sick. I tried to reject it for a long time, and then when I sat down to watch it, I was like, oh, this is great. Number two, Avatar, Legend of Aang. Not Legend of Korra, sorry, but Legend of Aang.
I'm changing my view on you.
Number one. Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting what my number one was.
It was One Piece.
Yeah, it was My Wife and Kids.
My Wife and Kids?
Yeah, it was My Wife and Kids. It was a toss up between My Wife and Kids and Fresh Prince, but I always enjoyed My Wife and Kids more.
Awful.
I just want to say shout out to Shonda Rhimes. Yeah, she.
Honestly,
I think she's a genius.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't like some of the writing she does for some of her black women. I don't like it too much. You know what I'm saying? But Scandal, amazing. How to Get Away with Murder, amazing. So shout out to Shonda Rhimes. Yes, sir.
Perfect.
That's everyone's top five list, guys. Oh my day, that's pretty good.
Wait, who had the best one? Should you go through it?
Shock, so you're begging it again. Yeah.
I don't like that corner of the room anyway, I'll be honest.
That's the worst one.
We're quickly going to fly through a fairly relevant topic. We won't talk about the film that came out of the weekend. That's probably, I would say, listen to the post-credit scene podcast tomorrow. Episodes out, Deadpool and Wolverine review.
Who's seen it?
Hus.
No, not enough in the room have seen it.
Who hasn't seen it?
Hus, we're not going to make it that pod.
But who wants to see
it? I haven't seen it.
Who wants to see it?
All right, cool. Yeah, so basically, guys. In the 44th minute. No, but I swear, it's sick in that.
But in sort of theme with the release of one of the biggest superhero films of the year, we're going to go through our top five comic book films very quickly. We won't give reasons this time because we want to fly through this one. But Jason, give me your top five comic book films of all time, 5-1.
Oh my God, I didn't prep for this one. All right. That's going to be off the fly. So I got Dark Knight Rises at number 5.
Rises.
At number 5.
Rises is 5?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't think so.
Out of all the comic book films that have existed.
Can you let him get through his list?
Yeah, quick. Dark Knight Rises. Then I've got Spider-Man 2 at number 4. The Tobey Maguire one, just to kind of like specify. At number 3, I've got Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay. Awful choice, but okay.
No, it's not. That's a really
it's not. Homecoming is amazing. So yeah. Number 2, I'm going to have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Cold.
I'm going to have that. And then as number 1, I think it only has to be The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
As number 1, yeah.
That's an interesting list, brother.
It's off the fly.
How are you guys feeling about Jason's list?
Thank you.
Wait, who said it was awful?
Wow.
It's so-so.
Middling.
All right, Manny, I'm going to fly to you because you and Hoss are going to do this controversial argument thing and it's going to be so much fun. So over to you.
My number 5, I'm going to go with The Mask.
He's such a waste, man.
That is such a waste.
Is that not an elite comic book film?
You're just trying to be, you're just trying to be cool, man, okay?
Like, why? Because you didn't think of it?
No one likes that film, man.
No one likes them all.
It's a cool film, but it's not top 5 of all time.
Okay, it's my top 5.
Manny.
Okay. Look at he's gone.
The Mask, Ola, The Mask. Number 5, I'm going to go with The Mask. Number 4, I'm going to go with Winter Soldier.
Yes, sir. One of the best.
Number 3, I'm going to go with The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Number 2, I'm going to go with Infinity War. And my number 1 is The Batman.
Oh, he's such a tease.
Wow.
Top one.
Oh, that is.
How are you guys feeling about Manny's list?
It's better.
Thank you. Who's got the better list, Jason or Manny so far?
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know, man. He said The Batman first. That's crazy. It's just a dark film for 4 hours. That is nuts. All right, cool. I'll go next.
There's some red in there as well.
Number 5. Shit. Okay, number 5. I'm going to go with Into the Spider-Verse, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 4, I'm going to go with Infinity War.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why?
No, going on.
Cool. Number 3, I'm going to go with Civil War.
Okay.
Love that film.
Interesting. Okay.
Wavy film. Interesting. Wait, was that 4?
You've gone 3. You got two and one.
I got two and one left.
Yeah.
Cool. So, number 2, I'm going with... Oh, my days. This one's tough. There's two in my mind, but I'm just trying to pick. God damn it. Oh,
blanking.
My days.
You're just stalling.
Shut your face.
quick. Come on, Hus.
All right, cool. I'm going with...
God.
Say something else to me.
Dark Knight is your number 2.
Nah.
Okay, then what's your number 2?
Please.
Number 2 is Iron Man 1. I'm joking. The Avengers 1. And then my number 1 is Dark Knight.
This is a mess. Next, Bisola.
What do you want this guy?
Bisola, please. Do you want me to go? And you revision yours or
yeah,
you good?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually the
okay, guy. I'll go. mine's Winter Soldier. It's got some of the best action scenes, but it's also got a story.
Oh, no, wait.
Don't explain.
You said we don't need an explanation.
Okay, sorry. I was doing the gas thing. My bad.
Yeah.
5, Civil War. 4 is Logan.
Oh, Logan! No. Logan's on mine. Number two. Logan's on mine too as well. Yeah.
Don't beg it. Number 3 is The Winter Soldier. Number 2 is The Batman. Number 1 is Infinity War.
No, because I wanted to beat me quickly, so I just got out of the way.
Okay.
Okay,
I
so...
I know it's going to be so rogue, I can't wait.
It's not actually that rogue. Okay, number five, I've got Wolverine. Who said, oh, shit, well, I bet even... X-Men.
Which X-Men?
X-Men, the first one, the first one.
Okay. The first X-Men. Yeah, X-Men, X-Men 1. X-Men, X-Men 1, guys. X-Men 1.
Whatever it's called.
Hello?
No.
X-Men 1.
Whichever one you think's better, that's the one I chose. Fucking hell. Okay, sorry, I know we can't explain it yet, but it's the one. I have to explain it, yeah? It's the Amazing Spider-Man, but wait, yeah?
Yeah,
the reason.
Fine, that's fine.
Oh, thank God. Why are you screwing me? Don't screw me. It's got the best like actual spider like swinging scenes in there.
The swinging scenes, yeah.
I'm with you. Crazy.
I like the swinging scenes. Garfield's cold.
That's fine.
Do you guys not like Endgame? Is that like a thing, guys are like Endgame?
Endgame's cold.
Right, I'm not going to lie. Yeah,
you can't ask the crowd.
No, because I'm saying it, bitches. I'm saying it. Okay.
I'm not looking for
number
approval.
Three, I'm not looking for your approval. Number three, I've got Winter Soldier. It. Yeah. Then number two, I've got Spider-Man 2. Okay. And then number one, I've got Endgame.
Okay. Cool. Boo, but yeah.
It was better than Jason's.
Okay, so number five, I'm going to go... I'm going to do X-Men... Can I do two? X-Men 1 and 2, because the third one was...
X2's great. X2's amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was X2. I think I was talking about X2.
Can I just do 5 and 4, X-Men 1 and 2?
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So 5 and 4, X-Men 1 and 2. 3, Black Panther. I'm surprised no one said it. Sorry, but the first one was really, really good.
No one could boo. It's racist.
Two, Avengers Endgame. Yeah. Amazing. Yep. And 1, Dark Knight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Solid list.
Nice.
Who do you guys think had the best list?
Guys.
We'll start with
Solar. Yeah, you're right.
If you think great. Jason had the best list, give a little yay. So.
Alright, not too much now. Not too much, guys.
So nothing for Jason. I like that. I'm very happy with that. We'll go over to Manny. Manny's list.
Damn.
We'll skip Huss because there's no point.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
Huss? No.
Oh boy.
Where'd you know him from? Biss.
Woo! It was good.
Correct. That was a really good one.
Myself. Yeah, calm. I'll take it. That's 2 out of 2. But, maybe not. Dion. Dion takes it. And the last conversation, I guess, before we go on a little break. This podcast, we have huge fans of sitcoms. So we wanted to have a quick conversation, maybe about 5 to 10 minutes around sort of UK sitcoms versus USA sitcoms or US sitcoms, and maybe where your love of sitcoms started. And I think Huss would be the ideal person to kickstart the conversation, only because I think you're like the sitcom guy out of all of us.
Yeah.
And then we'll, so we'll start with yourself.
Most of my comedy comes from sitcoms for sure.
So where did your love start and why'd you love them?
Friends, man. Friends was like forced on me immediately, okay? I know that we all love Friends here. Who's your favorite character? Ross, right?
Ross is the best, easy.
Ross is the best, by far.
Ross is the funniest character.
He reminds me of my dad.
Yeah. He was hilarious. Yeah. And he wrote a lot of their jokes.
Yeah, Ross is hilarious.
He's just a bit of a piece of shit, but he's a funny character. Yeah.
A big piece of shit.
Yeah, also, when you like watch back Friends now, okay, you realize that it's actually a crazy series. Like they make a lot of like gay jokes. They make a lot of like really crazy jokes. I'm like, rah. Like, but overall, it was great.
Sitcoms.
Yeah. And you know, it was quick TV, and it was also on Freeview, like Channel 4, E4, whatever, ITV, blah blah blah. So it was easy to watch. And I think at the time I was obsessed with like Simpsons and Friends, where that was like the vibe. Mm. 6 o'clock Simpsons, and then 7 o'clock. It was like 6 o'clock Simpsons, 6:30 Hollyoaks, and then 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, I love Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, I can tell, man.
Love Big Bang Theory. It's a great series. The worst sitcom I've ever watched in my whole life, okay, is How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
We didn't even really find out how he met her. Please, okay, right at the end, okay, nothing happened. It was a stupid umbrella and it was a horrible person. Horrible show. The Office is obviously the greatest sitcom of all time.
Why so?
It's I love the fact that it was like 80% casted by just random dons in the room. You know what I mean? That just made it more real that it's like an actual office, you know. Steve Carell.
Have you watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Is that a sitcom? Would you call it a sitcom?
I haven't seen
it's
it.
It's definitely a sitcom.
It is. Yeah. They're awful people as well, but I think you'll enjoy it. Yeah. You haven't watched
like
it.
No.
I know you haven't.
You know it's like.
So excited, like a bright hour show.
I haven't seen it, sorry. I'll watch it tomorrow. But then you got I think we have to say that in the US, they make better comedic sitcoms. In the UK, we got what? In-betweeners?
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, what? Name like three of them.
Name me three series, please. Bad Education, Chewing Gum, sorry?
Excuse me.
Phone Shop. Sorry? IT Crowd. Come on, man. IT Crowd's dead.
Peep Show.
The Peep Show. Yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
They're not better. They're not better.
Yeah.
You just Google that, bruv. What are you talking about? Who? What We Do in the Shadows. Nobody watches these.
Nah. But at what point are these like actually just drama
series? Line of Duty?
That's not a comedy.
Anyway,
it's Pistola.
This is why he missed the drama episode we did for British shows.
Yeah.
Outnumbered is a great show. That's actually one of our best.
Yeah. What is?
Outnumbered.
Yeah. Outnumbered's elite.
Yeah, that's really good.
By the way, we need to release that episode at some point with our friend of the show.
We'll do it in like two episodes ahead.
For sure.
Peep Show.
Peep Show is elite.
It's okay. Is Peep Show the one with the black guy with the afro and the glasses?
No, it's not. How can you say Peep Show is okay?
IT Crowd.
How can you say Peep Show is okay and then describe a show that's not Peep Show?
Peep Show's not good, man.
Giving him too much.
You don't know what it is.
Nah.
All right, Hoss, we're going to move on. But US Office is your stitch, right?
Yeah, and if you watch the UK Office, okay, it's actually not that bad. It's set so... Like
what's the difference for you, out of interest? What is the difference?
It's like, have you guys watched the Only Fools and Horses?
Oh yeah, Elite.
Yeah, it's like a version of that, but in an actual office. I mean, like, it's like congested, you know what I mean? And I just think Ricky Gervais, okay, like, he's really, really funny, but watching a lot of him, it just gives me a headache. Whereas, like...
I don't think he's scripted well. I don't think he, like... Because he wrote most of his own stuff. I just don't think he did a good job.
Think he's better when he writes for other people.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason why it took me a bit of a while to get into it. And it's also very old, and the footage is like...
It looks really bad.
720p, shot, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to watch.
Dion, over to you. Do you have a relationship with sitcoms, and do you have like any favourites that stand out for yourself?
Can't say my wife and kids.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't gonna say my wife and kids. I wouldn't really say I do. I'm not. I don't know how into comedies I do not. I'm sorry, but I don't like Friends.
Racist.
One of those people that I'm just like.
You've got your defenders.
What do you mean? Why?
Because it's not good.
They hired Gabrielle Union for 3 episodes. Okay, they had the same black guy in the talent shop as three.
Who was Ross's girlfriend for like 5 episodes? What was her name?
Yeah, that's what.
No, what was the name of the show?
Gabrielle Union's name in the show.
There was another girl.
Another girl. Yeah.
All of the black.
No, Gabrielle Union was in one episode.
Yeah, but all of the black women that were in the show were always casted as Ross's love interest. Yeah. That was like a whole thing.
Oh. Guys, man, let's just live, please.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like Friends. And what was I meant to say? What I do like?
Any that stick out to you?
Not really.
Why so?
Just my wife and kids.
Do you ever watch like Modern Family?
Modern Family is good. All of Us was good. So Fresh Prince was good.
Who?
No, I didn't. I didn't really.
Trouble More
TV.
Than one.
One on one.
One on one.
Why would he know this? He watches Friends, man.
One on one was good. The 70s show was good.
They're fighting over there. For me.
That's it. No, that's all right. Chewing gum was good.
That's a football reference.
Yeah, the 70s show was good. Chewing gum was good.
Yeah, some
do like.
Yes, I guess In Between Us was good.
Good show, classic show.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Is Borders a sitcom?
No.
No, guys, don't screw me. I heard it in the crowd.
No, it's not a sitcom.
No, but Borders not a sitcom.
Manny, I'm going to throw this one to you. Only because I feel as though you'd be able to break this down superbly. I feel like you have a good understanding of sort of UK humour, sort of the dry wit and so on and so forth. How does it contrast to the sort of humour we get in sort of US sitcoms for you?
I feel like UK humour, there's less set up in the jokes and it's more like just dry wit in comparison to, what'd you say? it's rash. But yeah, in comparison to US humour, where I feel like they walk you to the world and make you drink it, rather where UK humour, they like make you work for you to find the funny. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Like I feel like it's writing is a bit better when it comes to, I just feel like we're just funnier people in the UK in comparison to Americans. But I really like the dry wit that we have in the UK in comparison to America. And I think that reflects on the TV shows that we watch.
Yes. And it's also why a lot of British actors get paid to play funny American people, because they're funnier, man, in general.
Yeah. I think we're better actors as well, to be fair.
So do you guys think, on a whole, like, our sitcoms are better than theirs?
No. Come on.
I think our sitcoms are written better than theirs. And I think the biggest difference is budget. I think our sitcoms are written better than theirs. But I just think
I wouldn't know too tough, so...
Yeah, I feel like budget-wise, them lot are out of here.
Bits, where do you stand in the whole...
I think, on a whole, I watch more US sitcoms than UK. I just watch a lot of TV anyway, so I think TV's more my thing than
film.
I would hope so. You're on this pod.
Pardon?
You're on this pod. You're on this film and TV pod. I would hope so.
Yeah, I watch loads of films. There's more TV to watch than there are films.
Yeah.
Challenge you on that.
No, there are, because there's more seasons. Like, there's more to do with like a TV series. Like,
nah, Grey's Anatomy's
what, 20 years old, and it's like 20 seasons.
Hey, Bish, this is mad random, but we both sort of in sync did a Desperate Housewives first watch.
We did, yeah. Oh my gosh, Desperate Housewives. I should have put that on top 5. Can I check my top 5 again? That is one of the greatest shows ever. Like, sorry, it's
a really good series.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, it's
really good.
It's so dramatic for no reason.
It's really good.
It's the only show where like it'll be a regular like suburban household and there's like a bomb. Like, it's the only show that will
do that. I
didn't
get it. Just like move out. You know what I mean?
I think it's fantastic. I love it. Okay. Hope it never changes. But yeah, right. I think I'm more leaning towards US shows. I think their sitcoms are actually just a bit better. But I think also, I need to enjoy looking at the screen. You don't enjoy looking at the screen when it's UK or The Office. It's not good.
I'm with you. All right, guys, we're going to wrap up this part of the segment. We're going to give a big round of applause to Dion. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. And we're going to welcome back our host, Ayame. Everyone give a round of applause.
Quick technical difficulties as they.
Hello. Oh, hello. We've had a lot of treats here. We've had a lot of fun. My favourite part was just not agreeing with any of them.
Except me.
That's fair. Fair enough.
Some of them.
Okay.
Yeah,
but we're all, it's all subjective. We all have our own opinions and that's okay. That's all right. But we're going to take a cheeky little break so you can stretch your legs. You can have a little wee-wee. You can get a drink. Have some pop. There's popcorn over there. Can I have
a free popcorn from Papa. Thank you to Papa.
Oh yeah, shout out at Proper. Hashtag Proper Popcorn.
We love Proper.
Slay.
Hi, I'm Donald Glover, and you are watching or listening to the Post Credit Scene Podcast.
Hey, everyone, hey. I'm just gonna do that literally for about 10 minutes until everyone's just absolutely uncomfortable. Hey. Terrible icon. Hey, everyone. Hey, how you doing? Hey. You didn't think that you'd come here and have to enjoy that. Anyway, we are now, how's everyone feeling after their little wee-wees? Yeah? Hands up if you did a wee-wee. Hands up. Good. Well done, Marcella. Hands up if you got a drink. Hands up. Hands up if you had some cheeky food and snacks. Hands up. Some of you are lying, I will say. There's not enough hands. But we're going to absolutely give you another treat. I know sometimes it's just too many treats. It's not good for you. But we've got a beautiful, talented artist coming here. So I think we should have a round of applause for Morgan Monroe.
Thank you.
My name's Morgan, I'm from Leicester, but I live in London. Been here a while, I consider me a Londoner. Small town girl with a mind of a hustler. I'm a music artist, I make R&B. I got the pen and the vocal ability. I tell you now, nobody's doing it like me. I do it differently, nobody can. I sing live on my social, so you know just what to expect. When you book me for your event, you know I'll shut down every set. I sing like my rent is due every time I step on a stage. Confident, but I move with grace. I'm ready to cement my place. M-O-R-G-A-N. Help me spell my name, then you can add me on socials. M O R G A N. That's how you spell Morgan. Give me an M. Talking, so I like to introduce myself with a song. Thank you, guys. By the way, this is my lovely guitarist, Will. He's amazing. Can we just give him a round of applause, please? All right, I'm not here for a long time. I like my crowd to get involved with me, and I feel like you guys have been hella quiet today, so we're going to pick up some energy now, yeah? If I say I want you to sing with me, you're going to sing with me? Is that cool? Okay, cool. I'm gonna do original for you now. This is called Space. This was on an album I released like a couple years ago. I feel like I have to explain the first part because it's like a conversation between a guy and a girl. So if I turn this way, I'm the guy or girl, and if I turn this way, I'm the other person. Nothing much, just chilling, man. Cool, you good though, yeah? Yeah, you just asked me that. Boy, that's the deadest chat. That is unappealing. A conversation with no meaning. Really what I mean is I don't need small talk to justify my feelings. Cause I'm already bored every time I see a message. Might take 5 hours to reply cause you ain't pressing. Stop your stressing, I just need some me time. I reply when I'm ready. Don't get it twisted, I'm into you. But I got some things that I wanna do without you. I need some space, yeah. Boy, just give me some space, yeah, yeah. Space, space, space. It'll be worth the wait. It'll be worth the wait. Let me give you some space. It'll be worth the. It'll be worth the wait. I don't need a man breathing down on my neck. Tell you that I'm busy, I got things to do. Don't mean that I'm letting other guys come through. Come through, Henny Boo, never on time. Only one keeping me up at night. I just wish that you could let me miss you sometimes. It would be worth the. Space. Let's bring it down. Space.
good day so far, hasn't it? Have you been enjoying yourselves? Well done, PCS 14HQ. This is an amazing event. Thank you so much for having me. This is my last song, and this is a cover. And I didn't really know what the crowd was going to be, so I've tried to pick an oldie but goldie, one that everyone can sing along with. If you don't sing along with me, I will be offended, okay? Thank you so much for having me, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Hi, I'm Donald Glover, and you are watching or listening to the Post Credit Scene podcast.
Hello. Hello. Hey, I'm a couple rums in, okay? And I also lost my quiz. I'm fuming, I'm drunk. But I will say we've got a fantastic, me holding this whole podcast mic, we have a fantastic artist coming. Someone's excited. I want you all here. I want you all here. I want you, Slay. I want you all here. I want you all, is everyone here?
Yes.
Shout if you're not here.
Slay. Is everyone ready? Right. Well, we're probably going to need that mic, aren't we, Hisham?
Yeah.
Right. Bear with. He's doing it. Me about to sing. No. I would. That was unnecessary. I would like to welcome to the stage a fantastic artist and sexy. His name is Hope Ipoku Jr. And he's the star of Top Boy and Kitchen.
Is it on? Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me take this off, man. I need to move a little bit.
What's everyone saying, though?
Everyone good? Let me get out. Oh, yeah. Alright, cool. It's been a good evening so far. Apart from, I've got a bone to pick with you, though. I'm on to you. What do you mean Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in your top five? Nah, man. I got a bone to pick you for that. We'll talk after. But anyway, I'm going to do some songs. I'm going to lie, I didn't even sound check, so I don't even know what songs you got on there. What songs you got there? You got Telfar back? Yeah, run that one. Oh, wait, before you run that, pause it for a sec. I didn't even introduce myself. Obviously, my name is Hope. A lot of you guys might know me as an actor, but also I make music as well, so I'm going to show you a few tunes. But yeah, run that one. Run Telfar back. Yeah. Yo. Telfar back in my wardrobe catching dust. I leave that there's reminder. X1 there that I still got love for. No contact, I think that's wiser. No guilt attached, but the scars are there. Makes me a survivor. I just jumped in a Eurostar out of town. Trying to escape reminds, I'm trying to escape reminders. Yeah, I see her on TikTok doing well, and I'm thinking, damn, that's fire. But it just makes staying away too hard, cause now you wanna go and inquire. See if they happy, see if they proud. Did you watch them going up higher? Now you wish that you said things prior. You can never reverse the clocks. Life is a one-way road. If you take that route, then our path is locked. Why you wasting time on a song before when I pass a man who knocks? He's demanding all that you got. Subpoena, mat to the Ross. Time sly and sick as a fox. You can never reverse the clocks. Life is a one-way road. If you take that route, then our path is locked. Why you wasting time on a song before when I pass a man who knocks? He's demanding all that you got. Subpoena, mat to the Ross. Let me get Time sly and sick as a fox. Snuck in my house by picking the locks. Keeping me trapped is doing a lot. Trying to heal but time is a block. Trying to heal but stuck in a box. Resistant lacking the power of what. Circuit round and round but no stopped. I heard it once me here till I drop. I thought feelings were guilty but really it's time. It just don't seem to be moving. Try indulging my vices, have my crisis. Just don't think I'm improving. I gotta look to within cause maybe it's me. I just don't think I move on. I confront that there gone. Soon breathe free us all coming along. You can never reverse the clocks. Life is a one-way road. If you take that route, then our path is locked. Why you wasting time on a song before when I pass as a man who knocks? He's demanding all that you got. Subpoena, mat to the rust. Time sly and sick as a fox. You can never reverse the clocks. Life is a one-way road. If you take that route, then our path is locked. Why you wasting time on a song before when I pass as a man who knocks? He's demanding all that you got. Subpoena, mat to the rust. Time sly and sick as a fox.
I'm going to the next one. What other songs you got there? What songs you got there for me? Play Anticlimactic, if you got that one. You got that? Oh, nice. All right, cool. Before we do that, though, I'm going to be annoying. Can I be annoying? I can be annoying. All right, cool. I beg everyone to stand up, though. Man can't have everyone sitting down. This is Get Lit music. This ain't sit down music. You know what I'm saying? Everyone stand up, vibe a little bit, sway a little piece. You know what I'm saying? I know everyone's been drinking as well. Everyone's ready to stand up. Everyone stand up, man. Stand up. Oh, yeah, run that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a little mood to this one if you feel like it?
Yeah, fine, man.
You're invited to. Yeah.
Yo. I'm on a go, I'm feeling fantastic. Same on her body, she training gymnastics. Thought she was bougie, till I matched it. Got her too easy, that's anticlimactic. What are the chances, are they dressed it? I'm playing Kano, that's a classic. They ain't got motion, they all static. Goes in a spliff, they bullet and ash it, yeah.
yeah. I get the cash in, I got the fashion, I got the pattern. Hermes wear that with a passion. Motive needy, we extracting. I'm active, shout me, I'm on action. Quick shots, DK with a cannon. And tryna hear that louder chatting. And tryna hear that watchy step. City H, all the last ones left. Hackney, one born and bred. Red East, I'm coding, yeah. Red East with a team and stay. I'm still busy to be on display. Go and get it either way. Go and get it every day. Listen, I don't know my man. I don't trust him if there's a problem. We discuss it, he tryna violate. But I brushed it, lucky we good dudes. Would have touched him, lucky we good dudes. Would have roughed him, came to his dark house. With a sutton, he tryna violate. But we calling, I tell him ease up. For no warning, I got a missed call. Who was calling? If I ain't F1, then I. If I ain't F1, then I air that. She got a night bra with an Air Max. I'm wearing free strap. Did you hear that? I did that's contract. Am I near that? It's elevation. And they fear that. I bet my enemies clear that, yo. I'm on a go. I'm feeling fantastic. Seminar body, she training gymnastics. Thought she was bougie till I matched it. Got her too easy, that's anticlimactic. What are the chances? Are they dressed it? I'm playing Kano, that's a classic. They ain't got motion. The old static goes in a spliff. They bill it and ash it. I'm on a go. I'm feeling fantastic. Seminar body, she training gymnastics. Thought she was bougie till I matched it. Got her too easy, that's anticlimactic. What are the chances? Are they dressed it? I'm playing Kano, that's a classic. They ain't got motion. The old static goes in a spliff. They bill it and ash it.
Yeah. Alright, cool. The next one, One in a Million. So this one's why I wanted you to stand up. This one's a bit more of a vibe. So this one, did a little two-step to this one. You got it? This one's called One in a Million. I'm even dropping this tune next. So if you like this one, you better look out for it.
Kiss my teeth. Hey man, let me just see a sweet one next to you.
Yeah.
I can stand, of course. You'll tell me I'm in the headphones.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't do this. We gon' end up in a problem. I notice, I spot them, I've been through it often. Do you really wanna risk it? Girl, what's best, you resist it. They say you can't help it. All the feelings you held in. The feeling is mutual, it's kinda unusual. I try keeping it neutral, but our attraction crucial. Let's move to the dance floor and hit a two-step. See you move now, groove now, and the element, no excuse now. Got close, but he did the most, could we lose? How could I live without her? But there's no doubt. Why not? She moved to the rhythm. All out, she go for a killing. Ain't new, she do it for a living. I can't lie, she one in a million. Dance while she went to the rhythm. Bad, bad, she move like a villain. So few girls that give me the feeling. But she bad, bad, she one in a million. Bad, bad, she one in a million. Bad, bad, with no competition. Bad, bad, the ways I'm forbidden. Bad, bad, one in a million. Yo. Bad, bad, she one in a million. If I want it bad, I bring it to fruition. It's me and you, our future is written. You're the gift from my past, a present with a ribbon. Let's leave here, don't wanna waste time. You're with me, your friends or your fan. What I seen her, you guy, these man that came clutch, the pressure got applied. Look so sweet, I can't resist her. Chilled her spine just as she whispered. Look so sweet as I assist her. When she move on the floor, you can't have missed her. Look so sweet, they go resistance. She the baddest in the system. All the guys, they show resistance. She broke the system, look. Dance while she went to the rhythm. Bad, bad, she move like a villain. So few girls that give me the feeling. But she bad, bad, she one in a million. Bad, bad, she one in a million. Bad, bad, with no competition. Bad, bad, the ways I forbid them. Bad, bad, one in a million. You get left like Jeremy, preserve my energy, friend of a frenemy, take down the enemy, strive for supremacy, try to meet out like my last name Kennedy, too much jealousy, see hope win and you hate, you need therapy, I know the recipe, clean hearts win, that's a fact, not necessity, and that's a law that I lean on heavily, dance while she went to the rhythm, bad, bad, she move like a villain, so few girls that give me the feeling, but she bad, bad, she one in a million. Bad, bad, she one in a million. Bad, bad, with no competition. Bad, bad, the ways I'm forbidden. I wonder this little dance with me. Hello.
Bad, bad, she one in a million.
Bad, bad, she one in a million. Bad, bad, she. Bad, bad, she. Bad, bad, she one in a million. 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 Yeah. I think I got one more song, right? One more. Yeah, play this one. This one's called BG Babe. It's the last song that I dropped, so if you like this one, you can go stream it. Yeah. Yeah. Look. Sounds cliche, but I've been on a grind and praying for the perfect timing. Till the gang come sit at my table, bad ones too, that death and dining. I got the gold in my teeth and my smile looks sweet. Hey yo, who's that with the braids? Brown skin and her name was Jay. She fill up with her eyes, she a beauty babe. Yo, play some games, but really I'm serious. Don't give much away, mysterious. Dressed in black, magical like Sirius. Said that she think that I talk this way to multiple girls, I don't. She thinks that I'll leave, I won't. Trust is hard, I know. But I'll never be that guy who got multiple girls on a sly and keep girls at queue on a side. Your morals are good and your vibe just right. You don't find girls like these every night. And she just my type. So can we skip all the back and forth? Chat to me now, cause you know I'm right. Chat to me now, cause you be your light. Sounds cliche, but I've been on a grind and praying for the perfect timing. Till the gang come sit at my table. Bad ones too, that death and dying. I got the gold in my teeth and my smile looks sweet. Hey yo, who's that with the braids? I see this guy knows the lyrics. She a bougie babe. Rich girl got peace, she a Vander Woodson. But she a stylist, more like a Waldorf luxury client. She probably good then. Man, I said this multiple times. I like me a girl with aspirations. I ain't got many stipulations. Just drink big, no limitations. Man, I have me a revelation. See, I do this for me. But when the time comes, who do I share this with? I ain't tryna be bleak, still so young, so I ain't on an urgent tip. I just wanted to see if you thought how I thought. You get scars if you thought how I thought. I wanna win, but a win can't be bought. Grinding, working, slaving, chasing paper. You could be my muse. Explosive, driven, angry. Please don't amp me, you might blow my fuse. Bad one edible, she looks so tasty. I can't believe it's you. She a bougie babe, it's true. Let me sample that and leave a review. It sounds cliche, but I've been on a grinding, praying for the perfect timing. Till the gang come sit at my table. Bad ones too, that death and dining. I got the gold in my teeth and my smile looks sweet. Hey yo, who's up with the braids, brown skin and her name was Jay. She fell up with her eyes, she a beauty babe. Sounds cliche, but I've been on a grind and praying for the perfect timing. Till the gang come sit at my table. Bad ones too, that death and dining. I got the gold in my teeth and my smile looks sweet. Hey yo, who's up with the braids, brown skin and her name was Jay. She fell up with her eyes, she a beauty babe. Yeah, love for having me. Shout out post credit scene. It's been a wonderful evening. Love to everyone. Back. Let me get one more. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my God, hello. This is crazy. Can I get the Post Crazy Podcast back on stage, please, real quick? I'm going to move this mic.
Missing. Your team got spun around, bros. I'll move over.
Perfect timing.
We'll give you this mic.
She's a BG
babe.
Do
you know what? We'll give her this mic.
Yeah, hold on. I just need to share a mic.
God.
Check. Okay. They can hear me. That's all that matters.
So I'll just take this, you take that, John.
Hello. We good? We inside? All right, is everyone still inside? I say yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Exactly, that's what I'd like to hear. All right, everyone, come round. If you can't see us, firstly, like, sorry that you can't see us, unfortunately. Look fantastic. But also, like, come round. Come round, take a seat at the front.
This is the last bit. We just want everyone to come round so we can see them.
Like,
take a cool photo.
Everyone come through.
I don't know what he's talking about, Shadi.
Everyone come through. If you can't see me, but you can hear my voice. What's this guy doing now? I'm not even going to apologise for that. I think that's a blessing in itself as well.
Bissola, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling fantastic. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Do you know what's crazy, yeah? Before we started this, I was on a ban. Apparently, I wasn't allowed to drink for the live show.
Yeah.
Facts.
You don't pod well when you drink.
I pod fantastically when I drink, but right now, pretty burst. So, over to you.
I love that for you.
Guys, firstly, we're in West London. Like, I don't understand why I come here quite often, but thank you guys for coming down firstly.
Facts.
Thank you.
I don't know how I make the trek, so I don't know how you guys made the trek, but thank you for coming down to support. We started this thing like two and a half years ago.
Real.
Like somewhat.
You weren't there.
Real.
remember when we were building it brick by brick.
Somewhat niche, I would argue, in terms of what we do. But yeah, we're trying to grow authentically, slowly but surely. We've made a few mistakes and learning curves across the sort of journey, if you like. Mm-hmm. But it's been a great evening, and we want to thank you guys firstly for coming down. It's really, really appreciated. Like, much love to literally everybody here. Round of applause to you guys, man. Yes, yeah. I have to give a huge shout out, and it really hurts me to do this. Yeah, like it burns me. I have to give credit to Hussam for putting this together. Unfortunately.
As best man, I thought you were going to thank me as for a second.
This is like the one moment in the time we'll have a podcast together where I'll give you any credit. But you've put in a lot of work to make this happen. Like the Hennessy over there somewhere. Go get some drinks afterwards, please, by the way.
By the way, you have until 11 p.m. to get your drinks in.
I'm DJing, so everyone like shake their bum, please.
yeah, shout out to all the sort of sponsors, proper. Shout out to Hennessy. And guys, as I said, thank you for coming down. We love film and TV. It's something we've been trying to build for maybe 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I think we're doing a decent job of it, man.
I think we're doing a great job, I'm not going to lie. We're doing a fantastic job.
And obviously, Basola joined us this year, so round of applause for Basola, man.
I changed these niggas' lives, man. I changed you broke niggas' lives. You're welcome, everyone.
So yeah, I'm gonna hand you over to Huss. I think he's probably got some like closing words.
No.
Fucking hell, you're crying.
No, I'm not crying. What the hell?
Yeah, you are.
He was crying.
Talk to us. Huss, how you feeling, man?
Nah, guys, thank you so much, man. Honestly, this is crazy. Big up to the 14 HQ team. Okay, big up to Sophie, Jay, Kat, Mo, T, Sol, Bobby, Curran, fucking Charles. If I forgot someone else, I'm so sorry. And thank you to our amazing host, Ayame, guys. Everyone give up to Ayame, please. She didn't have to do this. She's a very big superstar, and we paid her a lot of money to be here.
Shout out to the sound guy as well.
Yes, obviously Pierre as well. Okay, everyone give it up to the sound guy. But yeah, guys, but obviously
hey,
both.
Question.
Also,
on the
no,
spot.
Wait.
No, yeah, no, I need to go.
I was going to say thank you to everyone that came out. Thank you to Dion. Thank you to Hope. Thank you to Morgan. Thank you so much for coming through and blessing us with your presence. Yeah. Appreciate you.
It's all good, man. This is our podcast.
Why are you being nice? I'm being fake. He's drunk.
Huss, this podcast, what does it mean to you? Obviously, you kind of started it all up. So, yeah, talk to us, man. How you feeling?
I was saying to someone earlier. I don't remember who it was. Shout out to you. But I was like, obviously, like, the work that's being put behind it is a lot, and it's cool, but it's easier when the gang are fully invested, do you know what I mean? So come to work, you know what I mean? Do your thing and actually do it well. I remember at the start, like, we were kind of doing things and we were arguing that people aren't watching stuff, so why are we here, you know? And it's season 3 now, and now we're arguing that we haven't watched enough. Like, it's crazy. Like, everyone's doing so, so well. So, and yeah, just everybody, if you see this, obviously tag us, follow us, like, comment, subscribe on everything.
Tell a friend, please.
Yeah, get me. We want to be top of the game in this, and hopefully have you guys at the O2 Arena next year.
Man said shits and gigs, you know.
But no, seriously though, thanks everybody. It's deeply appreciative, and hopefully we see you next time.
And go get some drinks, man, before they get some drinks.
And Basola is about to DJ, guys.
What does everyone want to hear, by the way? What do you guys? Jesus Christ.
All right. The chairs are going to be cleared.
What? No one wants to hear like some sexy red? No glow. Oh, thank God. Yeah, we can go shake our ass. All right, guys. Be back.
Guys, thank you. Go get yourself some drinks. And thank you so much, man.
We love you guys. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donald Glover, and you are watching or listening to the Post Credit Scene.